Ronnie Jackson, inconceivable Biden has prostate cancer after just leaving the White House. By Jeff Poor on May 20, 2025. Monday on FNC's Hannity, Representative Ronnie Jackson, RTX, who also served as the White House physician for three presidents, reacted to the announcement of former President Joe Biden's prostate cancer diagnosis. Jackson expressed his skepticism that the development of Biden's cancer was something that occurred solely since Biden left office last January. "Congressman, we talked about it," host Sean Hannity said. "We talked about it often. You took a lot of heat. I took a lot of heat. We told the American people the truth. Let's talk about both issues here. The cover-up of the cognitive decline, and I'm having a hard time understanding how they allowed prostate cancer to metastasize when he has doctors around him literally all day long. I was with the president last week in the Middle East. There are so many medical considerations for our president that it is frankly mind-boggling." Jackson replied, "Well, Sean, look, this is either medical malpractice or, like you said, this is yet another medical cover-up. I find it absolutely, just like you do, inconceivable that this man has prostate cancer after just leaving the White House. He was at the White House for 4 years. He had access to world-class health care for 4 years. The pinnacle of executive concierge medicine. And there's absolutely no excuse that Dr. O'Connor, his personal physician, and I just want to clarify one thing. The White House medical unit is a fantastic medical unit, and they do everything they're supposed to do. There's one person, that's responsible for his medical care in this regard, which should have been screening him for prostate cancer. And that's Dr. Kevin O'Connor, the appointed physician to the president," he continued. "That was his job during the Biden administration. That was my job during the Trump administration. And my job during the Obama administration. Go back and look at the medical records. President Bush, when he was in office, got a PSA done in his part of his physical exam. So did President Obama, so did President Trump. There is no reason why President Biden wasn't receiving PSAs and prostate screening exams during his time as in office, or if he was. It wasn't reflected in the medical record, which means that Dr. O'Connor was lying to the American people. Again, because we know for a fact that he lied for 4 years about his aggressive cognitive decline. He lied every day that he got that he spoke. And he didn't have the guts to come out and brief the physical and tell and take questions about why he didn't get a prostate exam and why he didn't have these simple screening exams done. So, Sean, there is absolutely positively no excuse for this," Jackson added. "We need answers on this, and you know, I can't explain it. There is no way that he went over a week's period of time from not having no one knowing he had prostate cancer to suddenly being diagnosed with prostate cancer, getting a biopsy and then finding out that he had metastasis to his bones. This is ridiculous. He had cancer the entire time he was in the White House. And someone should have picked up on it, and that someone is Dr. Kevin O'Connor. It's shameful, Sean. Shameful." Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.